In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor recommends a field trip to northwestern Indiana to see the annual gathering of sandhill cranes.
The calls of sandhill cranes carry on the wind by some sort of magic. Whether they're flying and your view of them is obscured by a tree line, or they're feeding in a harvested cornfield where their rust-stained gray feathers make them difficult to pick out, you typically hear cranes before you see them. And hearing sandhill cranes is a great pleasure. They talk quietly among themselves in family units, which include mother, father, and one or two young of the year, which are called colts. What's more dramatic, though, is the way cranes call to one another as they collect in larger groups, either in flight or on the ground. To me, these calls resonate in a mix that brings together something of pigeons cooing, something of geese honking, and something less birdy, too, a stick rattled along serrated ridges on a wood block. You may know by one means or another that sandhill cranes gather by the hundreds of thousands along the Platte River in western Nebraska during their migration north in spring. But did you know there's a scaled-down version of that spectacle in western Indiana each fall, one that's much more accessible to us? It takes place at Jasper Pulaski Fish and Wildlife Area, which is just 60 miles north of Lafayette. Sandhill cranes from the upper Midwest and central Canada begin gathering at Jasper Pulaski near the end of September, and their numbers grow until mid to late November, when they peak at about 20,000. Imagine that, 20,000 of these majestic birds together in the same place, less than half a day's drive from where you are now. During their stopover in Indiana, the cranes keep a very regular schedule. At night, they roost in marshes, where they're safe from predators such as coyotes. In the morning, for about a half hour either side of sunrise, they come together to socialize in Goose Pasture, a vast field that's overlooked by an observation platform. The cranes then head out to nearby farms, where they spend the day feeding. There, they take advantage of corn that was lost in the harvest, as well as a wide range of other foods, everything from plant materials to worms, insects, mice, and snakes. Your best bet for seeing cranes up close is to cruise the gravel road south of Jasper Pulaski, carefully, of course, with respect for the people who live there, and pull over quietly to watch them feed. The real crane spectacle at Jasper Pulaski takes place in the hour around sunset, as they congregate again at Goose Pasture before heading back to the marshes for the night. At that time, flocks pour in from every direction, and the calls of birds already on the ground blend with the calls of birds in the air to create music like none you'll hear elsewhere. This gathering also affords great opportunities to see the cranes dance. They bow, they jump into the air, they flap their enormous wings, and generally wind each other up, then settle down again, sometimes in a wave of activity that ripples across the field. If you go to see the sandhill cranes at Jasper Pulaski, you'll want to have binoculars, and if you have access to a spotting scope, bring that along too. And take extra warm clothes. It always feels much colder than you think it should when you're standing on the viewing platform at dusk.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see lots of photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor teaches courses in environmental writing and issues.